Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I am Reba Haas of Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side. And today we're talking with Randy Banneker of Banneker & Associates, who works with government and public affairs, consulting with the Association of Realtors locally. I know him through the Seattle King County version of that. There's different levels. Many people don't realize that they come in at different levels. But Randy, thanks for being here today.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Reminder to anybody, if you didn't get it on the break, the number here is 866-712-1300 if you have any questions. We're going to jump into topics of housing affordability and eventually working our way to the Growth Management Act. So if you get hot and bothered on those topics, call that number. We'll patch you in and maybe we'll be able to answer your questions. But we were talking before the break, the hot button in Seattle.
Right. So it is getting increasingly difficult if you are a moderate income earner mm-hmm. to figure out how you're going to afford to live in Seattle.
So
right?
Can you identify moderate income earner? What's that mean here?
Well, I would think that means a household that's earning somewhere between $80,000 and $120,000 a year.
Okay.
So pretty respectable wages. And again, if they're on the market in Seattle, mm-hmm. they are looking at prices that are somewhere between $600,000 or between $550,000 and $600,000 for a house, maybe more, and maybe a little more affordability.
Actually,
for
not
a
even
condo?
A house. You're mostly looking at probably a townhome.
Okay.
We actually, so Jen and I just were taking around a couple from California that are looking to buy a couple of rental properties here. Mm-hmm. And he has $1 million of cash that he is willing to buy two properties. And I went, oh, you want $2.5 million or less? Oh, and you want a single family. Oh,
yeah.
In North Seattle, close to your other rental. Probably not going to happen. Right. So we just got done showing him. Now, in Shoreline, we saw a brand new construction home that was selling for about 7.25.
Okay.
Beautiful home, brand new. And then we also saw a townhouse that had been foreclosed on, but it's a two-story townhouse, very nice. Mm-hmm. That was something that got him excited because it was listed around, what was it, Jen, around like 4.25 or so, something like that. So he was very excited at 4.15. He might be able to get a second property. Then we got into Seattle because we started north and went south on our way towards Ballard. So we kind of cut across all of that. And the townhomes that we looked at, all the brand new construction ones, ranged anything from $699 to $850. And the older townhomes that were built in the early 2000s were running roughly, what, $599 to $650, maybe $700, depending on the square footage.
Right.
So to your point, yeah, that gets really difficult quickly, especially if you're a single person.
Right.
Right? If you have a dual income, you might still be able to make it happen with the interest rates still being as low as they are.
Right.
But it does become a huge challenge.
Right. And just demographically, mm-hmm. for the Seattle metro area, you know, mm-hmm. we're seeing household formation isn't happening as soon in life as it used to. And so there are a lot of folks who are, you know, well into their career, but also mm-hmm. choosing to live on their own.
Right.
And that's nothing that we want to encourage or discourage. It's just a reality.
Right.
But it makes it tough for those folks because what it does is it says, you know, maybe you, if you work in Seattle, maybe you can't live here.
Mm-hmm.
And so where do you go?
Right.
And it's that where do you go question that is a challenge to that individual's quality of life because
right.
they're spending more time commuting, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's also a challenge.
Well, it depends on how you're commuting. Because I'm a big fan of mass transit,
mm-hmm.
which this is probably where you heard me making a lot of noise in those meetings,
right.
because we had other people who gave voice within those meetings saying, no, we need more lanes on the road.
Right.
And I would just go out of my mind because I'd think, are you even talking to our client base? Do you even see who's moving here? Because that was half the conversation today was a lot of these places we looked at, they were like, there's no garage. And we're like, I know. And a lot of people don't have a car, or between two people, they may have a car and they're looking for that mass transit. And I know people who would probably be willing to go out to the more affordable areas,
mm-hmm.
but they have so few options for transportation. Because,
right.
I mean, I would certainly commute if I could be on a train and reading a book.
Yes.
I mean, what a beautiful way to start and end your day. So soothing and just wonderful. Or listening to music, just relaxing. How great. But when you're in gridlock, that's why so many people are going to crazy town out here, because they're stuck in red light traffic all the time.
Which is a, you know, it's a challenge that it's, well, let me put it this way. It's a corner that we have painted ourselves in.
Right.
And here's why. So let's just talk about that. On the plus side, what we don't want to change is that this economy of ours is vibrant.
I mean, very.
We have our region has turned the corner. You know, as if we were chatting 5 or 6 years ago, mm-hmm. one of the things in terms of economic development we would have talked about is, hey, are we going to be number two behind Silicon Valley, or mm-hmm. you know, are we going to compete with Austin or Raleigh Durham to
right.
be that tech option mm-hmm. that is just that one
right.
concentric circle outside of Palo Alto?
Right.
Well, we are firmly that in that number two position, mm-hmm. which is a big deal.
Number two
is not.
We didn't used to be.
Yeah. And plus the aerospace and the biotech, and those things mm-hmm. are firing on all cylinders. And that
absolutely.
We don't want to stop.
Right.
What we want to do is make sure that as those jobs are created and as we welcome people to mm-hmm. our region, we have a place for them to go at night.
Right.
When they go home from work.
Right. And I know a lot of people are challenged by the fact that if you're coming up from California, our housing prices look like a deal. But
yes.
if you're moving here from Austin or Colorado Springs or portions of the Chicago outlying area, some other folks, there's massive sticker shock.
Exactly.
Massive sticker shock. Just for our listeners, just to give you a point of reference, because we've gotten so accustomed, I think, to what the prices look like here, REMAX, the organization I work under, we send out these monthly housing reports.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the average sale price across the United States is still like around $260,000.
Right.
You know, that's you can't even get a piece of land around here for that.
Exactly.
You know, at least on the north side or central section of Seattle, like it's impossible. A builder would be thrilled to
yeah,
be able to find
right.
something at that point.
Yes.
So yeah, okay. But back to you. Sorry, Randy.
Well, so what we need to think about as a region is more housing supply and getting into a point where we're balancing new jobs with new housing units.
Mm-hmm.
Now, new housing units, as you just described, mm-hmm. the new stuff isn't affordable ever.
Right.
But it creates a move-up position for someone who's occupying existing structures, right?
Right?
And that
mm-hmm.
is the affordable alternative.
Yeah.
And that's true for ownership and rental housing.
Right.
And so we need to be much more aggressive in how we look at that housing supply.
Okay. And what do you mean by that?
We have to upzone.
Okay.
And it's a very...
And when you say upzone, you mean density.
Density.
Okay.
So let's talk about that. Voters just a couple weeks ago mm-hmm. passed an enormous
Besides going
package.
Into a massive depression,
right.
some of them.
But, well... Locally,
some of them were happy, some were very depressed.
That's right.
Several of them were my clients. I was watching them all over Facebook. They're like, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well, locally, it was a little bit of a different story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because locally, voters passed the Sound Transit package.
Yes.
And that is $55 billion.
Mm-hmm.
$55
I voted for
billion
that,
dollars.
As you can imagine.
Tremendous investments mm-hmm. in transportation.
Yeah.
And this is...
Unfortunately, it bypasses where I live in Renton, which kind of torques me off.
Right.
But, yes.
Yeah, everyone wants it the train to come to their front door.
Well, it bypasses us entirely.
No, yeah.
It goes up and around, and we're at, like, the center.
Right.
You yeah. know, it, with our fabulous curves, apparently, that we're not really ahead of.
So that needs to be worked on, but... At the end of the day, we're making these huge investments mm-hmm. in that light rail system.
Yeah.
And where we have stations, we need to be dense, urban,
oh, absolutely.
Big city.
I agree. We need to be more, in my thought process, if you've ever traveled to Europe or right. to other large major metro areas that have options of trains and other things besides just their buses.
That's right.
I don't have to rent cars
right.
when I go to other big cities because there's so many other options available to me.
Right.
And it's frustrating because people can't do that here.
I think we're going to get there, but I'm worried really about how seriously we take that urban infill and that mm-hmm. density that will create housing options. It's not going to diminish a current homeowner's investment, but it could hold us. It could bring some stability to the marketplace mm-hmm. in a way that people can get in on the housing ladder,
right.
and begin enjoying that experience.
Well, okay, so to your point too, a lot of that dense housing that's being built right now is rentals, and
yes.
so people
yes.
aren't getting an opportunity to get in on.
That's
ownership,
right.
because those are all developers primarily from out of area
right.
that are building here.
I think, you know, you're right. But at this point, I will take any square foot of residential space I can get, blind
right.
to whether
true.
It's for rent or for sale. Some of those apartment buildings, those rental structures, are going to convert to condo, I think.
That's exactly how I feel about that.
And that's good.
Yeah. Not everybody agrees with me, but I have a feeling that there's some people are like, oh, the cost for conversion is just so massive. And I'm like, I don't know. I think those guys pencil numbers out. And
right.
I think there's other reasons behind why they're doing it the way they're doing it.
Right.
And in the end, I think they still will make oodles, because that's a technical term, oodles of cash at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know, but okay. Well, so just by having that rental housing, because you're right. Rental housing, the prices were getting really out of hand, because I
right.
can tell you also from talking to many, many individuals, I know a lot of people who had to move just because rents were getting cranked up, or when someone came to the end of their first year lease, now there were suddenly these large additional amounts added on for the month-to-month option.
That's
so
right.
it was either you sign another year or even 2 years in some cases and lock the rate in, or you paid a penalty to be month to month, which frankly was kind of weird to me, because it was like, wait a minute, you're trying to get them out because you want to raise the rent, and that's your first way of being able to do it. And so I watched a lot of people changing their housing and struggling through that mm-hmm. Very recently. So yeah, okay, I guess I'm with you on that. At first I wasn't going to say I was necessarily going to do it, but I'm getting all winded too. I get excited about this stuff. So if you get as excited and winded as I do about these topics, call us at 866-712-1300 KKOL.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.